This is KERA News. Dallas County's longest-sitting commissioner, and it's only African-American, John Wiley Price, didn't take well to recent countywide closures of pawn shops and barbershops. COVID-19 forced the move. After a vocal disagreement with County Judge Clay Jenkins, pawn shops and paycheck lenders can now operate. Price spoke with Bill Zeeble about the economic and health issues felt keenly in his district.
Commissioner Price, I'm glad you agreed to talk to us.
Sure.
You were quoted the other day that it was easier for a dog to get a haircut than your constituents, and I'm wondering how things may have changed.
Well, unfortunately, not much. I have been monitoring pawn shops. I've driven around, and there's a line for people who are unbanked. Animals can get groomed. People, according to the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulatory, I think there's about 3,000 cosmetologists, another couple of thousand barbers, and then, of course, sanitations. But at the end of the day, you know, these are people who basically make it day to day and can't seem to catch a break right now.
So this is the proverbial rock and hard place.
You know, the poverty map. We know where that is, and it's traditionally, you know, in areas in my district. And 100 square miles is challenged with everything from internet deserts to food deserts to housing deserts. It's the same five zip codes I've talked about for the last 20 years here. You know, it's all the chronic illnesses. It's all the challenges. You know, we're at the bottom rung of the ladder. And so, you know, if America catches cold, we catch pneumonia.
Your constituents both are lower income than other districts.
Sure.
And your constituents are, than other districts, prone to more of these health issues that put them at risk.
You know, that's the history of health disparities in this country. And even if you deal with the Affordable Care Act, this was the strategic year for the Community Health Needs Assessment, which all safety net hospitals are charged with making an assessment and implementing a plan, a strategy to address those concerns. We always run into public policy issues when we talk about the issue of justice. And healthcare is just another justice issue.
So, do you see a faster, better solution if this county did X, Y, or Z that it's not doing now?
I had looked forward before this epidemic, pandemic, plandemic, that we were going to be able to forge some new avenues into those areas. Diabetes. Hypertension, but I've got to balance it now. These are systems that public policy has set up, and we were getting ready to do appropriations from Parkland and these community health workers because people say, oh, all you got to do is use the internet. Well, we're in internet desert. There is a challenge there.
I mean, I'm the education reporter these days, and I'm thinking the untold story is how many students are out there with zero internet.
That's correct.
And that's you're telling me that there's any number of constituents in your district who are in the same boat, whether they're student age or whether they're elderly, they just don't have the money.
And the infrastructure is not there.
When you hear from your constituents their complaints, what are you telling them?
I'm telling them one battle at a time. And again, you know, I took some flack, even some people in my community, about pawn shops. There's 179 of them in Dallas. I didn't know that before all of this occurred. They make a loan of about $3,000 on average a day, according to their association. I can only take on one battle at a time.
Commissioner Price, thanks for the time.
Always. Thank you, sir.